I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The 1953 Flint-Worcester tornado outbreak was a devastating tornado outbreak sequence spanning 3 days, two that featured tornadoes, each causing at least 90 deaths. An F5 tornado occurred in Flint, Michigan on June the 8th, 1953, and an F4 in Worcester, Massachusetts the next day. The Worcester storm stayed on the ground for nearly 90 minutes, traveling 48 miles across central Massachusetts. In total, 94 people were killed, making it the 21st deadliest tornado in the history of the United States. In addition to the fatalities, over 1,000 people were injured, 4,000 buildings were damaged. The tornado caused $52 million in damage, which translates to more than $350 million in today's dollars. These tornadoes are among the deadliest in U.S. history and were caused by the same storm system that moved eastward across the nation. The tornadoes are also related together in the public mind for a brief period following the Worcester tornado because it was debated in the U.S. Congress whether a recent atomic bomb test in the upper atmosphere had caused the tornadoes. Congressman James Van Zandt, a Republican from Pennsylvania, was among several members of Congress who expressed their belief that the June 4th bomb testing created the tornadoes, which occurred far outside the traditional tornado alley. They demanded a response from the government. Meteorologists, though, quickly dispelled such an assertion, and Congressman Van Zandt later retracted his statement. And that's what happened on June the 8th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.